from the COIN Podcast Studios in Portland, Oregon. This is your weather weekend with meteorologists Joseph Dames and Kelly Bairn.
Well, good morning. I'm meteorologist Joseph Dames. You're listening to Your Weather Weekend. I have morning meteorologist Kelly Bairn here with me. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, Joseph. What's up?
We're getting straight into this, you know, as you can tell. We are just, we want to, you know, go right into the weekend forecast, but we're not going to do that yet, actually. We're just going to kind of talk about what's going on in our atmosphere right now. We're coming off a hot stretch of weather, record high temperatures around Portland, and we've just had this ridge in place that's finally showing signs of maybe scooting out the door, right?
Yeah, we're finally expecting that ridge to break down. You know, it'll still sit through much of the work week, giving way to dry conditions, a lot of sunshine, and still a good amount of heat. You know, as we enter the end of the week, we're still expecting probably the 80s, but there is a big pattern change come the weekend. So at least there is relief in sight as we kind of transition to a cooler pattern.
We want to strengthen the onshore flow. Bring it in.
Right.
Right? Because that will help cool us down. So once we start getting some cooler air from the Pacific moving on in, that will drop our temperatures down. But for that to get to Portland in the valley, as you mentioned, it's going to be 2-3 more additional days before we actually get some of that cooler air.
Yeah, I like how we do have, you know, an ocean right next to us. I kind of like to call it our natural air conditioning.
Yeah.
As you just strengthen the west winds coming off the ocean and onshore, so that wind is coming from the west onshore, it tends to cool us down. So I think we'll notice it through the weekend as we dip to near normal temperatures, you know, and then near the low 70s. And then the coast will see some changes too.
Will we bring in any rain this weekend? I mean, that's been the biggest question as we've kind of gone through the last few days, weather models trying to pick up on that as well. And a few of them are portraying more rain than others. I think there's an opportunity for us to actually bring in some rain with this cooler pattern. Doesn't seem like it's going to be a lot.
Yeah, we've kind of been in that pattern throughout the entire spring. We'll see a system, you know, setting up here in our forecast models, and then it arrives and it's so lackluster, not really dropping much measurable rain. But yeah, I see some opportunity for rain showers that will likely give some measurable rain both days this weekend. So our region needs it. It'll be great to see it.
Yeah, we sure do. And will it get east of the Cascades, which is always a struggle because of the rain shadow? So the Dalles, you know, for example, temperatures were in the triple digits. Will they cool down enough this weekend? Will they see some rain as this system moves on in? So we have a lot really going on. Before we really tackle some of the temperatures and talk about the rain forecast and maybe some measurable totals, I do want to talk about an event out on the Oregon coast that is going to begin this weekend. So I interviewed Debbie Nelson, who's the chair of the Cannon Beach Sandcastle Contest Committee.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that great?
That is so cool. A sandcastle contest.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And so this is the 57th annual Cannon Beach Sandcastle contest. There's been some changes, of course. And so that does begin this weekend. So why don't we go listen to that conversation that we had with her? She's going to break down some of the fun parts of this event and what some of the changes were.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from COIN 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch COIN 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. It's our award-winning newscast, 1 hour earlier at 10 o'clock. A full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family from the news team that's watching out for you. Plus, Portland's most accurate forecast certified by WeatherRate from Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. See why more people are switching to COIN 6 News at 10 on Portland CW. Watching out for you.
Hello, COIN 6 News anchor Emily Burris here. We know your mornings are busy, and we want to help you be in the know as you head out the door. That's why the COIN Podcast Network is bringing you a brand new podcast called The Daily Six. Every weekday, we'll bring you the day's six biggest headlines in a quick and concise report, on demand and on your schedule. So check out the COIN Podcast Network on COIN.com or have The Daily Six sent directly to you each day by subscribing to the COIN Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Thank you.
My name's Debbie Nelson, and I'm in Cannon Beach, Oregon, and I am the chairman of the Cannon Beach Sandcastle Contest that is put on by the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce.
What do you have coming up this weekend as far as the Sandcastle event goes and how it's a little bit different maybe from years prior, but still similar to maybe last year's?
Sure. So this is, I think, year 12 that I've been chairman. So we've, you know, party on the beach for 30,000 people on Sandcastle Day.
Yeah.
Last year was the big shift going at the last minute virtual. This year, it's the same thing. It's the virtual Sandcastle Contest. And yes, we hope it's the last year. It's the virtual Sandcastle Contest. So it's the same thing. We have a different Masters team coming down on the beach, and that's for promo for the summer to be able to take pictures and do some video. And we'll have a good time hanging out down on the beach with our Masters team. That'll kick off the summer of sandcastles. You can build a castle, send the picture in. There's all that information on our website, which is for the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce. And that's through Labor Day. But we added something this year. We are doing a concert in the park this Friday night from 6 to 8. And it is the Bruce Smith Band, which we've had before and everybody loves him.
Yeah, fun.
And that'll be great. And we're really looking forward to it. And so we've added that back in this year. And then also on Sunday, we usually have a fun run. Well, we are adding that back in this year. And it is a virtual fun run and you can do it anytime. And there's rules for that. Pretty simplistic to sign up for that again on the Cannon Beach Chamber of Commerce website. We have a Facebook page. We have an Instagram. We're trying to get the word out there.
All right. So let's talk about some of the things involved in the sandcastle building and the teams. I went onto the website and actually watched the video that was on there. And I was just like amazed by the art, the sophistication to it, how many people were out there. Do you lose kind of some of that, like when it's done virtually, you probably don't have the same sort of environment, but I'm sure it's still tons of fun. Do people, are people still real excited to be a part of this?
Well, I think so, but you don't have the crowd watching you, and that's a lot of it, to have the crowd watching you and just be part of this big event. So
Right. It's
a personal event now. It's just, you take your family out there or your friends out there, and everybody's just doing it one at a time here and there. Since I live here, actually was born here, it's kind of fun just to take a walk on the beach and come upon these sandcastles, and I'll take a picture of them and I'll, submit them in. Of course, I don't know who did them, so it's not an actual submission, but it's just showing that people are having fun on the beach. It's a family fun event, and, they're just enjoying themselves and the beach that we have here in Cannon Beach.
What are some of the most amazing sandcastles that you've seen? I mean, they're so intricate, it looks like.
There are some. Now, last year, our promo team did one with an arch in it. Mm-hmm. And these balls, these spheres that sat up on top of like a point, almost like an oracle. It was amazing. You just kind of think, can sand really do that? We don't allow our builders to put any adhesive in the sand because it is not eco-friendly. It's not natural to the environment. So they really have to work hard at packing that sand to make that magic work. But we've seen them use some forms, and they stand into the form in the sand and pack it down and pack it down. Some of them, they're like 9 feet, 10 feet in the air, packing this sand down, using ladders to get up that high to make their very tall, grand creations.
Do you think there's a benefit of doing it at a certain time of the summer or a little bit later? Do you think, maybe the difference in the quality of the sand because of the temperature? I mean, do you think there's a benefit at all?
Well, we always do it at low tide. So it is very tide dependent on the day that we pick, because you do have to have a certain water ratio to the sand. And we've been told by the Masters teams that we have the best sand that they've ever worked with. So that's a bonus too.
Yeah.
So, We didn't do it. Nature did it, but we're happy that we have really great sand.
Like, how long does it take folks to build these massive sandcastles?
Our event runs 5 or 6 hours usually for them to be able to build their massive creations. Now, the younger teams, the ones that are building smaller things, sometimes they only take an hour, maybe 2 hours, but the masters really like it if we can give them 6 hours, which of course it's dependent on the tides that year. There's always, there's two low tides and two high tides every day, right? But we have to kind of play on what time is that high tide and high and low tide. So, but we try to give them as much time as possible. And again, if it's really hot day, then it's drying out and they're spritzing them with water sprayers to keep them from crumbling. So yeah, the weather really plays into it, but everybody has a good time. And we really appreciate everybody that comes and participates because, they're the ones that everybody comes to see. So we appreciate that a lot. It is, I will say, the only day that you can park on the beach in Cannon Beach because where do all those people park? So anyway, that's kind of fun too. I truthfully think some people come just so they can say that they drove on the beach, but you never know.
Yeah, I believe it. Add it to their bucket list, right?
Yes, right. No.
I see these contests across the world that I never knew existed. And it's like, this is one of them. I'm like, a sandcastle contest in Cannon Beach. Can't get much better than that. I wish I could build sandcastles like people.
Well, what? You can come down and do one and we would love to have you. Or you know what? You could come down and be one of our judges. So you can contact me again. That would be fun.
All right, Debbie, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. So sometimes you see events and contests that you were unaware of before. And this is one of them where I was like, I wasn't aware there was a sandcastle contest, Kelly. And I'm not big on building sandcastles. I haven't spent a lot of time doing it, but I want to do it.
Right. You can only imagine some of the folks who, go because that is their hobby, or when they're out along the coast, they have all the material and the supplies, the buckets, what have you, to build just a mansion, on the sand. So I think that is so awesome.
It
it's
is.
Just so specific and, on brand for the Oregon coast. It's just such a lovely frontier out there that is so close to Portland, too. I think it's just a nice, accessible weekend getaway. So what a fun event.
It is. Yeah. I love how long it's been going on. This tradition, they get thousands of people out there. Obviously, this year it's a little bit different. They're doing it partially virtual. And so you can do it anywhere. I mean, you could be, as she said, in Maui and submit your sandcastle, so that's really neat. You could go to their website, cannonbeach.org, check out the event. There's a video on there and I watched it and the sandcastles are insane. Just how you would expect them. Super intricate, massive, like just blows your mind how talented people are with sand and buckets.
That is crazy. So sand castles and homes and mansions, or are these all sculptures too? You could do, like animals and all that.
I noticed a lot of, castles mainly, buildings and like that. But I think you could do some sculptures too. I don't think there's a strict limit of what you can do. I think just, hey, make it amazing kind of. So it's
That's
neat.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a neat contest. So they do have some things going on this weekend. Although the contest is virtual, they have a promo team going to be out there. So they have a band. They have a little bit going on this weekend that people can do. So if you're going out to the Oregon coast Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with it cooling down, maybe a chance of a little bit of light rain, what do you expect there for maybe the northern Oregon coast?
Yeah, we will be battling the return of rain. So I see, cloudy skies and probably hit or miss rain showers. I think there will be some dry moments through the afternoon on Saturday to maybe build without it raining on you. But it does look a little bit showery this weekend as a quick system rolls in. So there could be some wet moments, especially Saturday morning. And then again at times through Sunday. So temperatures in the upper 50s, I think definitely jacket weather. There'll likely be a nice ocean breeze as well. So just keep that in mind. Maybe a little gloomy of a forecast this weekend.
Yeah, and that means there may be some strengthening of that onshore flow, which will reach the valley as well, and hopefully we can finally start bringing our temperatures down to near average, maybe even below average temperatures for us here in Portland this weekend, which, after coming from mid-90s and 80s, I think everyone will be pleased that their house can maybe cool down.
Oh, I know. Easier sleeping weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll likely see the upper 60s, maybe even mid-60s. Mm-hmm. But it definitely looks like the weekend cools down in Portland, too. So, yeah, that natural air conditioning kicks on and will push out the heat. I think all week forecasting, I was saying, oh, it's going to be a cooler day, but we're still in the low 90s, you know, like not as hot as yeah. the mid-90s. So all week I've just been saying the cooling trend continues, and we'll see the 80s, then the 70s, and then the 60s as we head into our weekend.
It's all relative, yeah. I remember like trying to convince people that 81 was cool compared to the 90, but it's still 10 degrees above average, you know?
Yeah. I'm still burning up in those temperatures. I think mm-hmm. there's a threshold where you hit, you know, the mid-80s where I can't really tell the difference in heat compared to the mid-90s. It's just way too hot for me to be outside.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
We went from like 84 earlier on Memorial Day straight to, you know, 95 or whatever. And that was a significant difference. But I think in between that, we hit like 88. And you could tell even that difference. So I think once you pass about 85, that mid-80s, I think you're right. I think it's just too hot. It's just too hot.
Yeah.
Well, for you folks that are in the Dalles and farther to the east, if you're joining in on us, it is going to cool down for you as well. So I'm expecting the cooler air to reach you folks east. Not sure about the rain. I don't think you're going to see much rain east of the Cascades as we head into the weekend, but it will cool you down and bring in some clouds. So a change for everybody as we go through, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more so Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I think a welcome change, too. Anytime we see rain in the forecast, at least from what we've been through this springtime, I think seeing rain is a welcome thing for a lot of folks. So also look out for petrichor. I love bringing this up. That's yeah. the smell of rain. And when we've been excessively dry and then we bring back the rain, it tends to smell really good. So I think around Saturday morning, you may wake up to some petrichor, which is the scent of fresh rain on the earth, and it should smell pretty nice outside.
It is such a good scent. I think I mentioned last time I need the cologne for it, yeah, or a candle or something, a spray.
I think I have seen in some specialty stores they have listed that as a scent or a fragrance.
Yeah, a note
petrichor.
To it.
Petrichor. Huh. Yeah.
I'm sure it's hard to capture. Maybe not. I don't know. It's
probably
so specific.
Some random mix of essential oils that yeah, just right. smells really good.
Right. Well, we had our podcast, our normal podcast, Your Weather Podcast, on Tuesday. This upcoming week, though, we should have it again on Monday. I think we're back to our normal routine,
yep.
right?
Yep, and we will share the full week forecast for you folks around Portland and the Valley, same for the coast and all other regions. So tune in. It's a great resource. If you're on the go, just pop in a podcast and you'll get your forecast right there.
That's right. I love it. It's so much fun. It's just been so much fun. I can't even express it. I've been really enjoying the podcast. So hopefully you folks are as well. And you can add this one to your list too. Okay. I think we're going to call it right there. And we'll catch you back on Monday. If you have the opportunity, get out to Cannon Beach. Partake in this sandcastle competition. Do it for us. I would really appreciate that.
Build something big. We'll see ya.
The Coin 6 weather team has the most accurate forecast in town, certified by WeatherRate. Coin 6 weather, watching out for you.
Hi, this is Jeff Giannola from Coin 6 News, and I'd like to invite you to watch Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW, a full hour of the stories that are important to you and your family. See why more people are switching to Coin 6 News at 10 on Portland CW.